Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 213 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we continue our series on Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. This will be, I believe, series 11. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Let's jump right into it. We've considered many parts in this discussion. Again, I'll strongly encourage you, if you've missed any part, go ahead and check it out. I think you'd really be blessed by the series. So write this letter to the angel of the church in Pergamum. This is the message from the one with the sharp two-edged sword. Verse 13, I know that you live in the city where Satan has his throne, yet you have remained loyal to me. You refused to deny me even when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred among you there in Satan's city. But I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you whose teaching is like that of Balaam, who taught Balak how to trip up the people of Israel. He taught them to sin by offering food offered to idols and by committing sexual sin. In a similar way, you have some Nicolaitans among you who follow the same teaching. That's pretty much where we stopped. So let's continue from verse 16. Repent of your sin, or I'll come to you suddenly. And fight against them with the sword of my mouth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what's the simple message of today? The simple message of today is to just listen. We've kind of talked about some antecedents of today's message. But today is like a call to action. Just listen. Verse 16 says, repent of your sin, or repent of your sin. So that's the advice you're being given, or something will happen, right? I will come to you suddenly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. So God is pretty much telling you that, see, you have an opportunity right now. Why don't you repent of your sin? Why don't you listen? So that sudden destruction does not become your lot. There's a part of the Bible, I think is in the book of Proverbs, that says, he who does not listen, you know, despite multiple warnings, I'm paraphrasing, he who doesn't listen, despite multiple warnings, the Bible says the person will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. So that's what I'm trying to encourage you today. Like, is there some way you're walking in that does not please God? Is there some way you're walking in that is not in line with the will of God? God is telling you to repent now. And again, repent now does not just mean praying the prayer of salvation. Repent now means a lot more than that. It means actually changing your ways, as we talked about last time, right? Repent of your sin, right? Because again, I'm telling you, the God we serve is a very merciful God. He's a God that is willing to have mercy on you and to cleanse you and to help you, right? But the thing is, you keep taking him for granted. One day, that sudden destruction will come. That's just the truth. Sudden destruction, right? Look at Saul. Saul had lived a life where he was just flouting God's instructions. This went on for years. But one day, he was suddenly destroyed in battle, right? Look at Jezebel in the Bible. She was doing all her evil. And the thing is, she had been warned, right? But she did not take that to heart. She kept doing what she was doing. One day, sudden destruction came for her. Or if you look at the life of, there's this king, Nebuchadnezzar, right? The king of Babylon. Many people will think that that time that he was banished, you know, God, a curse was basically placed on him that he will essentially have to live in a forest and eat grass and everything. Many people believe that, oh, it's the moment that that curse came, that the fulfillment came. No. If you read the Bible clearly, I believe he got about a year after that instruction was given, before the curse came to fulfillment. He didn't come to God and ask for mercy. He didn't come to God and change his ways, right? And again, it's not just asking for mercy, but you actually have to change your ways. That's why the Bible says in verse 16, it says, repent of your sin, or I will come to you suddenly, right? Repent of your sin, or I will come to you, right? So God is the one that's going to administer the judgment, and it's coming to you, not to any other person. That's the thing. You have to pay the price for your own crimes, right? Or I will come to you suddenly, and it's sudden, you know, because I just kind of think of the people of in the time of Noah, you know, where they were living, eating and drinking, getting a marriage, until the flood suddenly came and completely wiped them out, right? So that's the thing. Like, God is giving you an opportunity to repent, right? He didn't say, say a prayer of salvation to be absolved of your sin. No, he said repent. Repent is a lot more than saying a prayer of salvation. It's actually changing your ways. So I really encourage you today that, you know, make that right decision. It's a new month that is starting, right? Today is the 1st of September, 2023. You can make a decision and start walking in the right path today. And the Lord will help you as you do so in the name of Jesus. So one good decision that you can use to kickstart yourself on the path to repentance is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to take that step today. You can do that by saying after me, "Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me of all my unrighteousness and of all my iniquity. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Give me a brand new beginning. Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." And Father, I pray for those that have just surrendered their lives to you. I pray that you give them the grace to serve you and to truly repent all the days of their lives. I pray, Lord, that may you give us the grace to listen to your call, not to harden our hearts, but to listen to your call, to change our ways, to truly repent, to change our behavior towards you, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, Soon Coming King. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101 is titled "The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer." It'll tell you things you can do so you can grow your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. Read it, meditate on it, write down action steps based on your life, and put it into practice. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they don't preach things that are in line with the will of God. They pretty much twist the word of God to suit their own aims, you know, or they change things around to basically update themselves with society. But the word of God does not need updating. The word of God is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? You can always trust his word through every season. It applies and is successful in every season. It doesn't need updating. So find a Bible-believing church, you know, study the word every day, fellowship with other believers, right? Listen to episodes 96 to 101. And as you do so, you'll see your life begin to take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Bye for now. Thank you.